Listeners, you may remember about a year ago, Dr. Ruth Weinstock, the medical director of the Joslin Diabetes Center, was here to tell us about a clinical trial aimed at helping children who have developed type 2 diabetes. The study is funded by the National Institutes of Health, and Dr. Weinstock is here to tell us more about it this morning. Good morning, Dr. Weinstock.
Good morning.
So can you give us an update? Tell us who the trial is for and what's going on at this point.
Well, the trial was funded by National Institutes of Health because of the alarming increase of type 2 diabetes in children. And this is associated with more and more children being overweight and physically inactive.
I see. And it's going on here in Central New York, but this is not the only center?
No, there are approximately a dozen centers across the country, Yale, UCLA, Colorado, University of Pennsylvania, variety of centers, Texas, but we're the only ones in our area participating.
And what is it you're trying to prove with the trial?
We're trying to determine the best way to help these children. Which of the pills that are currently used in adults work best in these children, and how to help them adapt a healthier lifestyle. So the trial involves a lot of education for the child and the families to help them all adapt a healthier lifestyle, as well as providing free medication and medical care to help control the diabetes.
This is actually something they're going to have to control for the rest of their lives, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So teaching them young is a great idea. You're still looking for participants?
We are absolutely looking for participants. So if there is anybody who is interested, they could call 464-9007.
Okay, and we'll put a link to that and your phone number on our HealthLink On Air website. What children are you looking for? Are they being referred by pediatricians, or are their families bringing them in?
Most of the referrals we have gotten so far from pediatricians and family practice physicians who are seeing families and children who are at risk for this disease.
And how do they know? I mean, for instance, if a parent suspects diabetes, what would they be seeing to have that suspicion?
Well, sometimes, unfortunately, there are no symptoms. Mm-hmm. So if a child is overweight and there's a family history of type 2 diabetes, one has to be more alert that perhaps the child could be developing the disease without any symptoms, in which case a very simple fasting blood glucose or sugar test would help make the diagnosis.
And a pediatrician could do that, couldn't
Absolutely.
They?
Absolutely.
And how old are these children?
In this trial, we're enrolling children between the ages of 10 and 17.
Very good. So it's ongoing, and we definitely want families to get involved if it's the right thing for their family.
Absolutely. We think it could benefit a lot of families in Central New York.
Very good. Well, Dr. Ruth Weinstock from the Joslin Diabetes Center, thanks for bringing us up to date on this trial.
Thank you so much.
Hi. I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's Checkup from the Neck Up. Snowdrops, crocuses, and springing into a new life, or my name is Rich and I'm a big wimp. Ah, smelly air, dear listeners, spring is here. We're popping out of our burrows, chatting with our neighbors again. And you know those little snowdrops and crocuses peeking out of the soil? Doesn't it break your heart to see them? We wouldn't dream of walking over to our flower bed, or better yet, the neighbors, and stomp all over those tiny green buds. Stomp, stomp, stomp. But, psst, here's a secret we psychologists know about us people. We do that stomp, stomp thing on the tender shoots of change we're working very hard to grow. Or if somebody else is trying to change, we'll squash that emerging growth too. Say, for example, you want more walking in your day. You get the sneaks on and after dinner you're out there striding. Then your mind starts with, this is crazy. I could be in my Lazy Boy watching Desperate Housewives or The Big Game. What am I doing? Or your partner or kid finally does what you've wanted forever, and instead of giving a heartfelt, wow, thanks, sweetie, out pops, why didn't you do that 6 months ago? Why do we do this? Well, first, skip the self-put-down answers like, because I'm a wimp who finds it hard to change. On one level, that's true. You are an incredible wimp. But we're all wimps about change. Change is hard and turbulent, and our brains like fast, familiar, and easy, so we bail. So you say, okay, smarty pants, how come we can't let other folks change? Is it because if we don't get what we want when we want it, we get angry and rain on their parade? Or because if somebody else changes, we have to adjust and we'd rather be on auto noodle? Or because we can't let go of past resentments and live in the present? Yes, 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 all of the above. There's a million reasons why, but here's one solution. When we're about to stomp anybody's snowdrops, pause, stick our index and middle fingers into a V, and ask, do I want to follow the finger to same old Stompsville, or blaze a trail, however turbulent, down the fork in the road into the blooming unknown. And while we wait for the answer, remember, our wish for predictable, warm, and comfy starts in the womb and given a stomping big wah as we slide into the fresh, cool air is just the way we are. What helps is opening our curious eyes and discovering, as Louis Armstrong sang, "What a wonderful world." Now, no stomping on my singing, my sweet little snowdrops. I'm Dr. Rich O'Neill, one wimp to another. Thanks for listening.